The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
Well, welcome to The Bigger Picture. Today, we're looking at a couple of headlines around Venezuela, what's happening on the U.S.-China front, and of course, the earnings season. And to help us along today, we have to get the bigger picture, Francis Lee, Vice President for Investment Products at KGI Wealth Management. Morning, Francis.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show on our first birthday.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here, and happy birthday to everyone at Money FM.
Well, thank you so much, Francis. Well, let's get into it. The U.S. has just imposed sanctions on Venezuela. This is sanctions against its state-owned oil firm, PDVSA. So it's urging, as well, the country's military to accept a peaceful transfer of power. So the background, of course, the U.S. is supporting the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, as a new president, and that is along with almost 20 other countries. So these sanctions are meant to prevent the incumbent, Nicolas Maduro, from taking funds from the oil company. So I guess we want to find out, how do you see markets reacting to the latest news around Venezuela? There's so much volatility, especially around oil prices.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the oil prices now, it's going to be about 50 plus at the moment. I think, generally speaking, the situation in Venezuela is obviously something that is got to do with oil. I think overall, if you look at the greater picture, is what is the impact of this particular scenario in the global scheme of things for oil? I think the reaction is just very natural. Is going to be played out in the sense that the U.S. is supporting the opposition. But this will drag on for a little bit, so we don't really know where it's going to go right now. But then again, given all the volatility and the clouds that is giving everybody a bumpy ride, this is just one of a few of it.
Very interesting to watch this year, especially if Venezuela running OPEC as presidency and taking a seat. So one factor that's been affecting oil prices has been the supply and demand situation, like you mentioned, Francis. And there are worries that the demand side might be weakening as we get more news around the global economy slowing down. And this really seems to be affected by the U.S.-China trade war, Francis. What are you expecting coming up of the talks between the two sides this week in Washington?
Yeah, so 2 days of talks. I think one thing to, if you were to zoom back, March is going to be a pretty interesting month, right? You have the deadline for March the 1st.
Coming up.
Yep, and then you have the Brexit, which is on the 29th. So, interesting month for March, you know. I think there's always the neutral, the good and the bad that tend to happen in situations like this. You obviously have the base case situation whereby, you know, they will probably say, okay, we'll meet again. Both representatives, they barely talk much anyway. So what they will do is that the Chinese will probably agree to buy some American goods, you know, or from different sectors, especially in agriculture. Then Beijing will probably say something like, you know, I will not copy your stuff. I will not try to steal your any intellectual property or anything got to do with that. And then stuff like that. So that would be roughly the base case. Of course, you have a breakthrough case where China would then say that, okay, our economic reforms will be more ambitious. You know, they will tend to open up. As you know, China is a very well-closed economy. If that will be a breakthrough case, and then, of course, there's a breakdown case or worst case of which they'll just back away, and then you'll never know what is Trump going to say. You then can expect given Trump's track record of pretty nasty tweets that may come out thereafter, and then he will just impose the additional tariffs, which is about $200 billion.
60 days away from Brexit deadline and the end of the U.S.-China trade truce. So, Francis, if you look at the earnings season, so far a lot of companies have been blaming China for the slowdown in the outlook, the earnings. I want to get a take on what's your takeaway from the current earnings season so far?
I think if you look at a lot of, even in the tech space, where these two countries are heavily involved with one another, given the global supply chain. Apple has already said that the forecast doesn't, overall, it doesn't look very good. So for companies like Apple, but on the other sense, if you look at the opportunities that's available, if you look at your phones these days, or the ones that are coming out, you tend to see, well, there's a good chance there's more than one camera module, right? You can see phones nowadays that have three or four cameras even. It looks like you're carrying an insect or something like that. Yeah, but the other way to look at it is that there are opportunities within companies that does this kind of modules, like, for example, the lenses.
So right? Looking at the vendors of the components.
Yeah, yeah. You can look in those companies. Another way to see it, to hedge against all the volatility that's happening. Of course, you have a big Taiwanese company, TSMC, for example. Of course, they got hit. And then that is 20% of, Apple is 20% of their revenues. So yeah, companies like that, we are the ones that are actually suggesting for investors to look at how they want to participate, given that the industry is still there, just that the growth is affecting and you get results like volatility. But yeah, so companies that does the lenses are one of the recommendations.
Okay, so look out for, I guess, some side opportunities, not just the big stocks like Apple. Francis Lee, Vice President of Investment Products at KGI Wealth Management, is with us. So Francis, you manage or you run or help run the wealth management unit at KGI. I just get thoughts. What sort of worries do clients call you about? Are they worried about the US growth outlook, because we are getting a lot of, I guess, less optimistic in businesses right now? Based on a survey we just saw yesterday, 60% expect growth just to exceed 2%. This is down from 90% the previous year.
I think, yes, the growth numbers is pointing towards, of course, it doesn't look very positive. That's being reflected in the corporate earnings that we've been seeing so far. I think the earnings season for this time around will be the impact and how much weight does it carry to how equities will react, I think, is even greater. Because it's very obvious that on the macro scheme of things, it doesn't look very rosy. The clouds and all the volatility of things hanging above our heads are still there. They're still forthcoming.
So Francis, what's your advice to clients right now? Just to wrap things up, what are you telling them to invest in or position or reallocate their portfolio?
I think the rebalancing of the portfolio now is absolutely crucial. I think clients should start to prepare. And then they only, not only they prepare, they probably need to react in some way. At KGI, currently, we do have a call on 10% of the portfolio into gold, because gold has, I guess, it's not been really sold lately. Given the volatility and how the US dollar outlook and et cetera, I think gold is something that we have already included in the asset allocation model.
10% gold and the rest 10%.
In? 30% to 40%, depending on your risk profile in equity products, 20% into bonds, and remaining in cash and gold.
All right. Thank you so much, Francis. We've been speaking with Francis Lee, Vice President of Investment Products at KGI Wealth Management. Francis, have a great day ahead.
Thank you so much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.